coming up to 9:30 in the eastern states and 7:30 in the west. Is it safe yet to go back onto the internet? We've probably heard to varying degrees about this Heartbleed vulnerability, not a virus, it's an internet vulnerability. But we've been told to steer clear of the internet. Well, I've been told to steer clear of the internet for a while and change all my passwords. So when do I do that? How do I know what to do? Well, the man who's going to tell us all about it is Still Garion, technology journalist. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Prue.
Am I right to be steering clear of the internet for a little while?
Not quite that dramatically, but there's certain things you need to be cautious about. So I guess the question is, how far down this rabbit hole do you want to go?
Well, I guess for just the lay user, the regular user, somebody who goes and maybe does their internet banking, maybe uses Facebook, perhaps emails a few people, are they as at risk as somebody who is a coder or somebody who is much more inextricably linked to the internet?
Look, that's an interesting point because we are all intricately connected to the internet through our daily lives these days, or most people are. Look, it's probably better if I start by explaining kind of why this is such a big deal, and then that'll give a bit of context to explain then what people need to do.
Why is it a big deal, Still Garion?
Okay. Well, look, there's security problems on the internet all the time because the internet, not to put a too fine a point on it, is cobbled together from a whole lot of rubbish, and that's, in fact, its great strength. We can just connect all of these systems up. More than a billion, I think we're getting up to, we're over 2 billion devices on the internet around the world. And they're made of lots of different kinds of technology. That's the inter part of the internet. Now, when you connect to somewhere securely over the web, you know how you're meant to look out for that little padlock icon that says you're safe and it's encrypted? Okay, so there is some technology called SSL. Don't worry about what that is, but that's the technology that's in place that says, okay, you've connected to your bank or this online store or the server you collect your email from or whatever it is, that says, yep, padlock up, everything go, we are encrypted and safe and no one can listen in on the communication. Unfortunately, the software of choice for 2/3 of the secure sites on the internet had a fault in it. That's the vulnerability. That's the bug. That's Heartbleed. And the reason that's so serious, it's incredibly widely spread. As I say, 2/3 of the secure sites on the internet used that, and the researchers announced this about a week ago now, that they discovered this problem, but the problem has actually existed for 2 years. So there's every chance that maybe in that 2 year period, someone else found out this problem, didn't tell anyone, but has been using it to break into what we thought was secure communications and eavesdropping on it, collecting up passwords, internet banking logins, whatever it might be. So here's kind of how the world is now dealing with that. All of the people who run these secure servers are ideally checking this out. 1/3 of them could go straight away. Nope, not a problem for us. Of the 2/3 left, we over the first few days discovered, okay, it's not everyone who has the faulty version of this software. That's good. So only a certain proportion had the fault, but what they've got to do is upgrade the software on their servers to a version that doesn't have the fault in it. Then, because all of the secret encryption keys that they were using to encode that traffic back and forth between them and you could have been compromised, someone else might have got a copy, they have to change them all. And then at that point, they ideally will say, okay, we had a problem, we fixed it, but because your password was in there and maybe someone got hold of your password, now is when you need to change the password.
And what are we changing our passwords on at the moment?
Well, at this stage, this is where I get a bit of a gripe happening, because with so many places affected, so few of them seem to actually be notifying their users about what's going on. Now, if they're not affected at all, and some of the banks have said this very badly, I must admit, they said, oh, yeah, we don't actually use that vulnerable one, never a problem for us, you're fine. Other services are starting to notify their users, sending out emails or whatever to say, yes, we were part of this problem, we have done that fix, our end, now it's time to change your password. So although there's no harm in changing your password, it's just a bit of a pain to have to do it everywhere, and just in brackets, changing your passwords regularly everywhere is kind of a thing you should be doing anyway, just in case something's gone wrong and the other end of the connection hasn't told you. Mm. But certainly what people should be doing now is watching out for messages from everyone they do business with online, everything from their social media sites to their bank shops, anywhere that you would log in, anywhere where you see that secure, you know, padlock icon appearing. Your question is now, okay, let's have a look around that home page first to make sure there's no message. Now, ideally, they will say, change your password, so watch your email for messages and so on. There's one other thing people should do, though, is this kind of bug, the Heartbleed bug, let's try saying that three times quickly, could also be a problem on users' computers. So if people are running Windows computers, this next bit doesn't apply. They can tune out for a second. If they're running Apple's Mac computers of any sort, they can tune out mostly too. But mm-hmm. for people running smartphones, particularly Android phones, they may have a problem. Because so I would avoid using things like hotel and airport Wi-Fi on your Android device, phone or tablet, just for the time being, maybe for a couple of weeks, because it's possible for them to set up for a bad guy to set up, you know, a rogue wireless access point, a rogue Wi-Fi hotspot somewhere, and say, look, free wireless internet, and you connect, and they can actually get some data off your computer and steal your passwords as you're cruising around the internet to all of the sites.
All right. Well,
we haven't seen that happen yet, but the security experts are warning that that's something to watch out for.
I'm sure a lot of people are keeping an eye out on it, including yourself, Stilgherrian. We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Prue. Anytime.
Stilgherrian's a technology journalist at Stilgherrian, stilgherrian.com, and you can also follow him on Twitter at Stilgherrian.